I wonder if you could have any superpower in the world, what superpower would you choose? Have a think. If anybody's got any ideas? Or I've got a suggestion already.
Chaos magic.
Chaos magic. Oh, who knows what some, maybe you already have that superpower. What would you choose?
To be a wizard or a witch.
Oh, to be a witch or a wizard. Anybody else? Superpower? Have you got an idea? No? Oh. Shape-shifting. Oh, shape-shifting. So transforming into different shapes. Invisibility. Any other suggestions? Come on, you can have any superpower.
I'd like that one that Mary Poppins has, where you click your fingers and everything tidies up.
Oh, yeah. I think I might have that one where you can put a million things in your bag, but maybe not the one about tidying up.
To have spiderweb powers.
Spiderweb powers, just like Spider-Man. Oh, can you shout really loud at the back? Oh, more people want powers about cleaning up their room. I think powers that help us with things we don't want to do.
Being a god.
Oh, being a god. One more over here. Oh, world peace. That's a very good power to have. Okay, so we've all got lots of ideas. Let me turn this one off. Hopefully it's just going to go off by itself. So the idea of superpowers and superheroes is all around us. It's in books, it's in comics, it's in films, TV, it's even in real life. And I was really interested, actually, just last night. Did anybody else see the World Athletics Championships? Is anybody else watching that? And I was watching those championships, and actually the focus was all about one man and his amazing running abilities. Does anybody know who that is that they were talking about yesterday? Yeah, Libby's giving us a bit of a clue. He's got a bit of a superhero pose. Yes, Brooke? Usain Bolt, yeah, so it's all about Usain Bolt. And they were saying, the commentator was saying, he's like a superhero. And my ears pricked up, I thought, I'm talking about superheroes. They said he's super tall and strong, he looks like a superhero, he's got a superhero pose, he's super fast, he's even got quite a superhero sounding name, Bolt. That could be like a superhero. And then here's a little spoiler for you, if you haven't already seen it. When it came to the final, he didn't actually win. I know, the superhero didn't win, and the gold went to someone else called Justin Gatlin. And the crowd, they were not happy. Some of them even booed. And they described Justin Gatlin as being like the villain, because previously he's been banned for cheating. And I thought, it's really interesting, both men, Bolt and Gatlin, super fast, but one of them was called a superhero and the other one was called a villain. It's not just having the superpower that's important, it's about what we do with it that matters. So, the video that we just watched and the story that we just heard about is about how Jesus, who doesn't really look much like a superhero, he's not got a jazzy silver coat like Titanic Man, he's not got any flashing glasses. People thought that he might look a bit more like a superhero. They wanted him to have a crown like a king, or for him to look like a soldier. But the story we've just seen is about him and his team of disciples, who were just ordinary guys, and the amazing things they did to help other people. So, at the beginning of the story, I don't know if you remember, but they were having a bit of a hard time, and they went in a boat to try and find a quiet place. I don't know if you've ever felt like this, but sometimes amazing things can happen when you think you want a bit of peace and quiet. And they got to the other side with the boat, and they got out of the boat, and already thousands of people had gathered. They'd heard that Jesus was coming, and they wanted to come and find him, and so they all gathered around. Now, Jesus was trying to find some quiet. He could have said, "Go away, leave me alone. I just want 5 minutes peace." But he didn't do that. It says he had compassion on them and he wanted to heal them. So he went with them And he healed, he said, all of the people that were ill. Now that takes a little while. Thousands of people, I don't know if anybody here is a doctor, thousands of people that are ill, takes a while, and time was getting on. So the disciples, when it started to get dark, were getting a bit worried and probably a bit hungry. I think probably their stomachs are starting to grumble a little bit, and they're starting to think, there's too many people here. We're in the middle of nowhere. They said to Jesus, we're in the middle of nowhere. We need to send these people away so they can get some food. They might have been thinking, and so we can get some food. But Jesus said, no, they don't need to go away. You can give them something to eat. Oh dear, me, feed all these thousands of people. I'm not sure about that, Jesus. I mean, I didn't even bring my own lunch, but I've got this lunch from this boy, and he said, oh, all I've got, does anybody remember what he had? All he'd got is 5 loaves. Five loaves of bread, maybe a bit like this. The one on the video was a bit bigger than this. And 2 fish. Maybe a bit like this. On the video, it's a little bit smaller than this. Possibly when it happened, the bread is a bit bigger, the fish are a little bit smaller. But he thought, this is not going to be enough. This is not enough to feed 5,000 people. Sometimes it can feel a bit like that for us, like we don't really have enough. Or when God asks us to do something, that maybe we're not going to be able to do it. Now, I've asked a few people to come and help me here. So if I spoke to you before and said, come and help me with the bread bit, now's the time. Come on up. Okay. Charles, if you could take that one over this side over there. If you could just, he took the bread, he prayed for it, and then he gave it back to the disciples and told them to give it to all of the people. So sometimes, even when we give stuff to God, he gives it back to us again and still lets us be involved. Oh, one more. Could you take this one down this side? Now, give them a chunk at the beginning of each row and then they can share it amongst themselves. Make sure everybody's got some. Here we go. If you could go down this side, down this row. Oh, we could do with one more person to help. Have one more. Is any other volunteers to help me? Anybody? Lou, can you just come up a minute? If you could just take this all the way down the back to those, the one in the right at the back in the singing seats. Okay, has everybody got a bit? I should have mentioned this before. Don't just eat your bread. Did you just eat your bread? Oh, no. Oh, no. Do we need... Okay. How many people have already eaten their bread before I mentioned it? Okay, just a few. Okay, I've got a little bit more, Lou. Do you think you could give out some bread to the ones that already accidentally ate it? It's very hard to resist. Please don't eat your bread just yet. Has everybody got some? Put your hands up if you haven't yet got any bread. Maybe that, these ones by the drums. People in the side seats. Make sure everyone's got some. Don't eat it. Not just yet. Don't eat it. We've even got some left out. Has everybody got some? Oh my goodness. This went much further than I thought it was. You're all too polite. Thank you very much. This fits in very well with the story. Sit yourselves down. Did you get a piece yourselves, everybody that was helping me? Is that what we forgot? Make sure you take a piece yourselves. Take a piece yourselves, we're nearly ready. Okay, now hold this piece of bread in your hand. Have a little look at it. Maybe have a smell of it. Delicious. Now, do you think that this little piece of bread that you've got would be enough to fill you up for your dinner? If I said, this is all you got for your dinner, would that be enough? No. And I mean, there's not that many of us here today. Imagine if there were 5,000 people and we had the same amount of bread between 5,000 people. You'd probably only have even a tiny crumb. That won't be enough to fill you up. So you can see why the disciples were thinking, Jesus, don't think this is going to work here. That's impossible. But luckily, with Jesus, nothing is impossible. And in the story, everyone, you can eat it now if you like. Except if you're gluten-free, because it's not gluten-free bread. Just as a little health and safety warning. In the story, everyone had enough to eat and they were full. And like us today, there was even some left over. They had 12 baskets of bread left. And even when 5,000 people had had it, and actually even more, because they only counted the men. So loads of people and loads left over. So that tells us if we give what we have to God, even if it seems really small or not enough, he can use it to do amazing things. And he even lets us be involved in it too. He will always give us what we need. The disciples, they were just ordinary people. They'd got their own flaws. They weren't superheroes. They didn't have superpowers. But Jesus chose them to be in his team. And he let them be involved in amazing things. And they even had powers to do miracles themselves. And God and Jesus chooses us today. And he doesn't mind if you don't feel like you've got superpowers. Titanic Man, we tested a lot. We tried really hard to find a superpower for him. He didn't have any superpowers. But it's okay, because God still chooses him and can use him for amazing things. Now, the more that you time that you spend with Jesus, this happened to the disciples, the more time they spent with him, the more like him they became. And the same is true for us. The more time we spend with God, the more kind we become, the more joyful, the more peaceful, we have more patience, goodness, self-control. I think I've not got enough numbers. Gentleness, faithfulness, all of these things that the Bible calls fruits of the Spirit of God. And the more time that we spend with God, the more superpowers like that that we get, where we can be more kind than we could be on our own. And we can be more peaceful than we could be on our own. Now, we learned one special verse when we were at Holiday Club to remind us of this, how Jesus can help us with these superpowers. Do you remember it, Jane? Do you think you could stand here for the actions? I think you remember it. It goes like this in a minute. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Okay, we're going to try that all together. Ready? You can stand up if you like. You can sit down if you prefer. You need your thumbs ready. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. So even when we're not feeling like a superhero or with superpowers, we can remember that with God, anything is possible.